in trouble, Doug.
Trouble?
Things are bad. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
I'm Doug McBurney. I'm just Doug McBurney.
You're just Doug McBurney.
Why are we in trouble?
It's got to be fun to be Doug McBurney.
It's not bad.
It's not bad at all. You've got quite a family, Doug.
It's great.
Beautiful. Actually. Homeschool family.
Yeah.
I mean,
We got it made in the shade.
Just the perfect family.
Well, you got a pretty
How
good family yourself.
How could it be better? Yeah, but we don't have any girls.
It could be better if we had more kids.
We don't have any girls.
Yeah.
We have seven boys.
Well, we're okay with just girls, but it'd be nice if we had more kids.
You know, we've asked our friends for years, when people are struggling, would they really trade places with someone else?
Yeah.
Like trade your struggles for someone else's struggles.
Let's say Sergey Brin at Google.
Oh, brother. His divorce.
I just heard about that.
Right?
Shocking.
From Google Glass.
Yeah.
Because of this, you know, a female subordinate.
He ends up working 16 hours a day with a woman who's not his wife, and lo and behold,
very
shocking.
Dangerous. You don't travel alone with a woman. You don't meet alone with a woman. And do you think corporate America is aware of that?
They should be because of the track record, but I think that it goes over their head. They miss it.
Yeah. Imagine how many lives are destroyed. I remember when Tebow was the big news, and even just mainstream sports analysts were saying, you know, you might not be a Christian, but think of the athletes whose lives were destroyed because they didn't have the morality of a Tim Tebow.
Yeah, a real long list.
Think about how professional sports has been harmed by people melting down, by teams melting down.
Wow. Imagine. And you know what? I have a theorem that I present in one of my businesses.
Yeah. I'm
trying to sell something to somebody. And I tell them, if you buy this, you will make money, except for the 3 D's. If you succumb to any of the 3 D's, you could lose money.
The 3 D's.
The 3 D's. Death.
Death.
Drugs.
Drugs.
Divorce.
Divorce.
I said any one of those three could completely ruin your business forever.
Yeah.
You know? So
right.
If any of those three come up, you can't hold me responsible for the fact that you lost
right.
everything.
But otherwise, in this business deal,
you will make money. So imagine
with this device.
That's right, with my device. Now, imagine corporate America if they sat down and ran the numbers on the amount of
the
money.
Loss of productivity and revenues from you've got a CEO and he's having an affair.
Right.
With a saleswoman at work, and his personal life goes into a tailspin.
Mm-hmm.
His wife divorces him for everything he has. He becomes desperate. He makes bad decisions for the corporation. If you look at the toll from sexual immorality, adultery, and so on, to violent crime, murder, for example.
Yeah.
Right? Murder.
Mm-hmm.
Then a calculation that we simply, and we could, you know how the FBI keeps track of alcohol and drug-related crime statistics?
Yes, they do.
Well, they don't. We have said on the air for 23 years that they should also keep track of sexual immorality-related crime statistics.
Yeah.
Of course, they never would.
Well, no.
Because our Christian leaders, like at Focus on the Family, Southern Baptist Convention, they think that sexual immorality, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, all that should be legal.
They think it should be legal.
They think it
In
should
fact,
be legal.
In fact, they're partially responsible for the fact that it is legal. It's their tolerance.
Well, sure. They've taught the church that these things have their own rights.
Mm.
And so if you have national Christian leaders thinking that sexual immorality should be legal and tolerated and, you know, normalized.
Yeah.
Well, then, of course, the secular world is going to do a lot more than just normalize sexual immorality.
Yeah.
They're going to put jet rockets on it.
That's a fact.
And put it right into the most significant influence in our culture.
Mm. Hey, case in point, the folks who run the New York City St. Patrick's Day parade. By the way, today is St. Patrick's Day.
Are you Irish?
Well, there's actually a debate in our family. The family name is McBurney.
McBurney.
So all the warmongers.
That's sort of French, isn't it?
It's not French. No, there's no one in the family argues that we're French. But all the warmongers argue that we're Scottish. And all the alcoholics argue that we're Irish.
Yeah.
So we think we're Scots.
You know, the thing about being Irish is that it's all true.
Pretty much, yes.
Well, and, you know, I'm Italian.
Yeah, oh, well, don't even get me started.
No. You know why?
Where all the bodies are.
You know why
buried,
the Italian
literally.
Navy, all the new ships have glass bottom boats in the Mediterranean
no,
there?
No, but that sounds
so
Italian.
So they could see the old Italian Navy. So anyway, it is fun, right? Political correctness, you can't make fun about ethnicity and all.
Right. We can't make fun of other ethnicities.
And, you know, liberals never usually in all these years of everything they've accused me of.
Yeah.
They've not accused me of being a racist for the most part.
Wow.
Ever.
No, they haven't.
And it's probably because I don't know about you, but well, I do know about you. I love blacks. I love Asians.
Sure.
They're
just
fine. Even people from Vermont are okay.
Certain.
In my book.
Yeah, certain people. There are some. People from Oklahoma, if you screen them properly, they're all right.
So anyway, okay, so this is St. Patty's
Day Parade.
St. Patrick's
Day Parade. Now, correct me. Now, you grew up Catholic, or we have some at least recovering Catholics.
Yeah.
So St. Patrick, was he Catholic?
Was he Catholic?
Is he? I don't know.
Does the Pope live in the Vatican?
I don't think so. I think he moved into a hovel next door. Didn't he set up a tent?
He picked up a hitchhiker
anyway,
and did something.
So St. Patrick's Day Parade is organized.
You're talking about the last Pope who resigned suddenly on a dime.
Well, yeah.
He resigned and was gone. I mean, like the first time in 400 years.
Yeah, that was pretty weird.
It was weird.
Yeah. So
but
imagine,
anyway.
Imagine how the new pope feels when the new Pope had to deliver his encyclical and the old Pope was sitting right there. That had to be kind of uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what?
Doug,
why don't you go away?
I'm a pastor of Denver Bible Church. I've been duly ordained.
Yes.
But on the internet, for $50, you can buy a religious title.
Really?
And they have. I checked into it.
Yeah?
Any title you want. If you want to be a deacon, an elder, a pastor, a bishop, a priest.
That sounds about right.
I mean, a rabbi. And I emailed them and I said, I'm really upset because the title I want, you don't offer. They offered 87 titles.
87 different
for
religious
different
titles.
Religious yeah. titles. And they said, well, what do you want? And I said, Pope.
They don't do Pope?
Pope Bob.
Pope Bob.
The first. Anyway, no Pope. But I'm sorry.
Anyway, so now we know where Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson got their ordination. It had been a mystery. They did it before the internet. It was mail order back then.
Al Gore sent it to them special delivery.
That's it. Now, you would think that the St. Patrick's Day Parade there in New York City would be organized by a lot of Catholics,
yeah.
Irish Catholics. Mm. And you know they've been under pressure for many years to allow the homosexuals to march in their parade with their banners and signs and loud and proud and all of that, right?
Pressure.
They've been under enormous pressure.
Yeah, that I don't believe that.
You don't think that the Catholics in New York have been under pressure
to
let the homos?
Well, since 1991, I've been on the air.
Yeah.
The homos say, we just want to be left alone.
Oh,
I mean, that's been
yeah,
their
yeah.
mantra,
uh-huh.
their motto.
Well, wait. Okay, if that includes letting us lead your Catholic parade with a bunch of homos.
They sing that at the Metropolitan churches all over the country. We just want to be left alone.
It used to be, we shall overcome. Now,
now it's
we just want to
be
left alone.
That's what they sing.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, you're saying they pressured this Catholic Saint
Patrick.
Hagios.
Yes.
Saint Patrick.
So they've been, the homos Catholic. Have been screaming for 20 years about the St. Patty's
They
Day
want
parade.
To be in a saint parade.
They want to be in a parade named after
a saint.
A Catholic saint. Yeah. Right. And so, I don't know if you know this, but the organizers of the St. Pat's Parade there in New York have actually capitulated and said, fine, you can march in the parade, but just don't hold up any signs and don't be yelling about the fact that you're a homosexual, please. Mm. It's our parade. But they have they said we'll let the homos march.
Yeah, now that's tolerance.
That is tolerance.
That I would never, ever, ever, ever extend.
Never.
Ever.
No way.
But that's tolerance.
That
now, the homos
tolerance.
Themselves have zero tolerance.
Oh, yeah.
They have a zero tolerance policy.
Well, yeah.
And just like their we just want to be left alone was a lie,
mm-hmm.
their claim that tolerance is their leading
right.
virtue
yeah,
is a total lie.
No.
Zero tolerance for Christian morality in the public square.
And
zero.
There's a case in point right here because the homosexuals have. Now, I don't know if it's outside homosexuals who have pressured the Guinness Beer Company. Or if it's homos within the Guinness Beer Company.
It doesn't matter, does it?
Either way, the Guinness Beer Company has pulled their sponsorship from the St. Patty's Day Parade there in New York.
Hey!
Not because the homos can't march.
No. Because
they can't carry signs and declare their particular perversion there, so, loud and proud.
But really, the St. Paddy's Day organizers came up with an unworkable offer.
Yeah.
It's like march, but don't tell. First it was don't march, don't tell. Now it's march, but don't tell.
March, but don't tell.
It's completely, what are the homos going to have? A float?
Yeah.
That's all you need to see is a floating pile of homos.
Then you pretty much know.
I mean,
they don't need signs.
But what are they going to have? A float and have no signs?
No, and they have to be fully clothed, right?
No.
What makes anybody think
they would agree to that?
So I think they are allowed to have rainbow colors and flowers.
So,
and glitter dust.
Do you remember you and I? You did it, really.
What?
The Denver St. Paddy's Day Parade is rumored to be the largest St. Paddy's Day Parade west of the Mississippi.
It was huge, yeah, one time.
Huge.
It was, yeah.
I don't know about today. I've gone every year getting personhood signatures.
Right.
And people are drunk by 9 a.m. before the parade. They're drunk, vulgar, despicable.
Yeah.
Vomiting on the sidewalk.
Yeah, not the best, not a target-rich environment for personhood signatures. But
believe it or not, we got them.
I had a drunk homosexual sign my petition. I'm not sure he knew what he was signing, but he was a registered voter, so, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a target-rich environment if you're trying to witness to people about God.
Yes.
So that was good for that.
So, but you should tell the audience that we got into the parade back in 19... All right, this... Remember we burned O.J. Simpson's memorabilia?
So that would have been
steps
99.
Of the L.A. courthouse. Mm-hmm. 99.
Yeah.
So this was March of 2000.
Yeah, probably March of 2000.
Because Bill Clinton had raped Juanita Broderick.
President of the United States. Credible
and
evidence
when
he was a
campaign. When he was campaigning, candidate for governor.
Yeah.
And the Wall Street Journal wrote, and this wasn't an opinion column, this was one of their editors.
Yeah, it was a news story.
Dorothy Rabinowitz.
Yeah.
She wrote that when you speak to the, what's the word? Contemporaneous
witnesses.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I just washed my mouth. I can't do a thing
them
with
too.
It.
Yeah.
When you speak to those people, you realize that this was a rape that in fact took place.
Right.
That was in the Wall Street Journal.
I remember you being somewhat stunned that the whole nation pretty much yawned at
couldn't
that.
Care less.
It was shocking.
Yeah. So we did protests in 144 cities throughout the U.S. as far as Auckland, New Zealand.
And New Zealand, right.
Right? Of Clinton rapist protests.
Yep.
And we wanted to get a float in the St. Paddy's Day Parade wearing shirts, Clinton rapist.
That's right.
And handing out Clinton rapist flyers.
And we had banners.
Huge banners.
Big banners.
Clinton rapist.
Yeah.
Right?
So,
and Clinton raped Juanita.
Who goes to sign us up? Of course, Doug McBurney.
McBurney.
He's a fine Irish lad.
Who else to apply for St. Paddy's Day
permit? I got us signed up, and we got into the parade.
We got into the parade, and we were giving out shirts if people would join us.
Yes.
And our numbers more than doubled.
Yeah, we started with like 40 people. We ended with over 100 people in our...
So many. We asked people on the sides if they weren't drunk... Join us. The president is a rapist. People have to know.
Right.
And so many people joined our march in the parade.
Awesome.
If we were liberals and this was against Bush, it would have been the lead story on every national news outlet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Everyone. But because we were conservatives and the rapist is a liberal Democrat.
Who was in the White House?
Nobody
at the
could
time.
Care less. Yeah. And it didn't even make the Denver media.
Yeah, not much, not hardly.
We
didn't even get audited by the IRS. Bill Clinton was nothing compared to Barack Obama. Yeah. He didn't even know how to use the IRS.
Wait, the IRS prevented Bob and your line.
Well, that is.
You remember
true.
That?
We were prevented from getting 501c3
status. We paid our $495.
Filled
we spent
out
months.
Reams of paper.
But the application, they did exactly to us as they've done to the Tea Party.
Yeah.
The only difference between conservative Christians like us and the Tea Party is we're not whiners.
No.
We didn't whine about it.
No, we kind of got on.
We didn't hire Jay Sekulow.
No,
we're like, look, these bureaucrats hate conservatism.
Right.
So what do you expect?
And we just got on with whatever it is we had. We had a lot to do.
Yeah.
We had a lot to do.
Yeah.
So I guess the bottom line of the story is Guinness Beer is not sponsoring the St. Patrick's Day Parade. Now, Catholics aren't like Baptists. They're allowed to drink beer after the parade, right?
Yeah.
So this is probably a big deal there at the parade because, you know, a big pint of disgusting thick black Guinness after a long hot day in the parade. I can't imagine not having that.
If you go on a fishing trip with one Baptist or two Baptists. Yeah. I love Baptists.
Oh, love them. Love them.
I love them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
But if you go on a fishing trip with one Baptist or two Baptists, how many cans of beer do you have to bring? If you go with one Baptist, you could get by with a six-pack.
Yep.
If you go with two Baptists, no beer.
No beer.
Anyway, I do love, I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Denver
Bible Church is closest to Baptist, but I am a bit annoyed at them recently.
Well,
but anyway.
Now, before you get annoyed with the Baptists, I want to, there's been a stain on the Baptist name for the last 50 years. And yeah. That's the Westboro Baptist Church up there in wherever it
in
is up
Kansas.
There. Anyway, they're not actually Baptist. They're a small family cult, I think.
Right. Whereas we share the gospel with homosexuals.
Yes.
But they're mentally ill.
Yeah, they're mentally
ill. We talked to some of their family members.
Yeah.
They have
20 years
incestuous inbred mental illness. No, even more recently, Doug.
Oh.
And we are the only group on record who's gone to the Westboro Baptist Church and picketed them.
All right.
The only crew.
Well, the patriarch of the Westboro Baptist family is at death's door. He could die any second.
Fred
Phelps.
You know what? I think it was Tom Minery at Focus on the Family said about our church and our broadcast, Bob and Your Live.
Yeah.
He said, well, they're just like Fred Phelps in Westboro Baptist.
Who said this? Tom
Focus
Minery?
Focus on the Family. Was quoted on the front page of the Denver Post. And Doug, the thing is, we have led so many homosexuals to the Lord.
You have a video.
We're on one radio station.
Yeah.
We have a church of homeschool families. So many homosexuals over the years have thanked us.
That's right.
For sharing the gospel and leading them to the Lord. So it would be nice for Tom to apologize.
Yeah, it would be nice. And anyway, so once Fred Phelps passes from the scene, then the Baptists will no longer have to deal with the stain of this weird cult calling themselves Baptists, was all I wanted to say.
Yeah. And it is a family church there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a family son was
church.
The son was interviewed this morning claiming that Fred had been excommunicated from the church.
Oh.
So anyway, a lot going on there. But the Baptists will be fine, happy to get rid of him. Or be rid of him, I should say.
So, hey, Doug, with the parade, right?
Yeah, the parade.
For years, the homos have said we just want to be left alone. The whole time, since 1991,
Remember the mantra in Colorado?
Liar.
They used to say.
Liar.
Equal rights, not special rights. That was their, right? That's all they wanted.
That was Focus on the Family's
campaign.
Right.
I'm sorry, I got them
Mixing them.
I got them confused with
the
homosexual activists.
But anyway, so they said, we just want to be left alone. And I would say, liar.
Yeah, it's not true.
You're a liar. Because Christianity and homosexuality are mutually exclusive in the public square. One or the other will be out of the closet.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other.
Yeah.
So the homosexual would reply, no, really, we just want to be left alone.
That's all.
But also, you better bake us a cake.
Oh, that's right.
Or else.
That's right. The baker. I remember that.
Right?
That's a Colorado story.
Masterpiece Baker.
Masterpiece Baker.
He'd face jail, a year in jail if he doesn't bake the homos a cake. No, really, we just want to be left alone.
Yeah.
But you better bake us a cake.
Uh-huh.
Or else. And cookies.
Cookies,
you
too?
Saw the story? The cookie. In Indiana, they make cookies, and the homos came and said, we want rainbow cookies for Indiana State University.
Wow.
And they said, we're not going to do cookies for homosexuals. So they say, we just want to be let alone, but you better bake us a cake or else, and cookies.
Cookies.
And send us flowers.
Oh,
you
that's
saw
right.
The story about the florist being sued for not helping the homo wedding.
That's right.
And you better give me a haircut while I'm waiting.
Oh, now is there a barber, too?
That's in Toronto.
He didn't want to.
This lesbian,
yeah.
A dyke.
Yeah.
You know why there was so much flooding in the Midwest back in like 1993 or so? Do you remember? It was bad.
Okay. I have a feeling I know where this is going, but I'm not clear 100%. Maybe you could clarify it for me. I remember.
Well,
I remember the floods. Yeah.
You remember the inauguration. Bill Clinton won the election.
That's right.
Hillary brought all the dykes to D.C.
There's nothing in the Midwest to prevent the
this woman went into a barber shop and said, I want a man's haircut. I want to look like a businessman.
Okay.
And the haircutter guy.
Yep.
What do you call him?
A stylist.
The beautician?
No. Stylist.
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 The barber.
You need a few extra
The barber.
The barber, yeah, how about that?
Said, just the like barber. A stewardess. Look, you're a stewardess. And a male stewardess,
right.
That's the worst.
But let's go with barber.
Flight attendant guys. So the barber said, no, I'm not going to cut your hair and make you as a lesbian look like a man. I'm not going to do it. So they're suing him.
Well, wait a minute. The barber just wanted to leave her alone.
Right.
What?
We just
That's real. The definition we, of leaving someone alone.
We just want to be left alone, but you better bake us a cake or else. And cookies, send us flowers. You better give me a haircut while I'm waiting or else. Oh, and did we tell you you're going to host our wedding?
Host the
Remember
wedding.
That? And I think that was in Vermont.
Oh, yeah,
Even on your church
At
property.
Your church, right.
That's in New Jersey. What's that Christian beachfront resort? They've got a... They've been there for 60 years, Doug,
okay.
or longer.
And the boardwalk. That's not the boardwalk. That's too easy.
No, it's a really neat.
I don't know anybody from New Jersey.
I've been, clear that up. I grew up in New Jersey. And in fact, I've been at a youth conference there. And here it is right here. It's in Ocean Grove.
Oh, yeah. Oh, now I remember this story.
The Ocean Grove.
It's a well-known
camp meeting association.
Yeah, Christian camp.
So the homos sued them, went to the New Jersey Division on Civil Rights, which is, you know, George H.W. Bush, real big on all that.
Yeah, civil rights.
Enabling businesses to be sued.
Right.
Through. So anyway, Doug, and so that's the basic line. We just want to be left alone, but you got to bake us a cake and cookies, send us flowers, take some photos, host our wedding on your church property, and we want a parade.
Now we want a parade.
Now we want a parade. And you know what? That's just the beginning of it. That's
well,
just
this
the
is
tip
true.
Of the iceberg.
You know, I chuckle about it, but it's really not funny because I believe that if something doesn't change, the time will come when we literally will be pushed into the closet physically off the streets if we decide to go out in public.
In Canada, they introduced a law that it would be a crime to teach your children in homeschool that homosexuality is sinful.
Wow.
A crime. In Scandinavia, it's against the law for preachers, for ministers to teach from the Bible that homosexuality is wrong. It's against the law. And here in Colorado,
I was going to say,
we have Senate Bill 200 that the governor signed into law, that it's against the law to broadcast anything that would tend to discriminate toward homosexuals,
mm-hmm.
like saying homosexuals shouldn't marry, they shouldn't adopt kids, and so on.
Wow.
That's against the law
now,
in Colorado.
These laws are not enforced across the board.
Not yet.
No. But they're on the books.
They're biding their time.
Yeah. Until the homos achieve some kind of majority, which it's scary. How
so,
fast
by the way, if you go to kgov.org, you could find all this.
Oh, yeah.
And everything you'd ever want to know, sadly, about homosexuality at kgov.com/hummus.
No.
kgov.com/hummus.
No, homos.
Garbanzo
beans. Hummus is a bean paste dish.
A very respectable Middle Eastern life.
In fact, there's a place I got to take
where there's less AIDs.
I got to take
hummus
you to this place. Remember Evans and Monaco?
AIDS.
Remember
what?
Evans and Monaco? We used to meet there before we would go protest at the abortionist house.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Mediterranean restaurant there with the best hummus ever.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to go. They don't advertise on the show, so I'm not going to give their
Damascus
name.
Well, Damascus Road is pretty awesome. That's on Broadway,
yep,
South
now
Broadway.
That's a good one.
That's
a good one.
Awesome.
But this lady is straight out of Jerusalem. It's awesome.
Our realtor friend James will tell you that Damascus Road is awesome.
So we like hummus. We're tolerant of hummus.
But hummus must have something that helps you, helps prevent the spread of AIDS.
Really?
Because in Middle Eastern cultures, there's a lot less HIV infection.
Oh, yeah. But I think
it's probably, could it be?
I thought that homosexuality was generally against the law in those countries.
Oh, yeah. So that's why they have less AIDS.
I guess that's
true.
That could be the hummus.
So
who knows? We'll come back to that. Let's talk about the book of Hebrews.
The book of Hebrews.
Yeah. I just got this in the mail, by the way.
Oh,
I haven't listened to it yet.
This is our...
I just got this in the mail, the Hebrews Bible study.
Our video, verse-by-verse Bible study of the Epistle to the Hebrews, which, Doug, this is historic for Bob and Your Live. You can get it on DVD. We'll mail it to you, or you can get it downloadable.
Download the video.
And you download the first study.
Yeah.
Download the second, so you don't have to pay for the whole thing. You could pay for... you know, the beginning of the study of the book of Hebrews and see if you're learning anything.
Yeah, kind of have a like a test sip at the Guinness booth at the St. Paddy's Day parade. See if you like it or not.
That queer beer?
No, Guinness? Well,
Guinness?
Yeah, I think
queer
they
beer.
Are. Apparently they are.
Isn't but, that?
So Hebrews is now available. How much of the study have you completed in the book of Hebrews? How far have you gone?
We've gone through the end.
The whole book. All right, did you get to the bottom of who was the author? Because I've always been...
I don't want to give away.
That's
no
it.
Spoiler.
Okay, but you do make
no
some
spoiler.
Allusion? Do you make
but
some?
But we did find a verse that everybody thought was in the Old Testament.
Oh, really?
We searched the whole Old Testament, couldn't find it. Lo and behold, it's in the book of Hebrews.
Really?
And it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
That's not the Old Testament?
Fearful. Wouldn't you think that's an Old Testament
thing?
That
sounds very Old Testament. That that sounds almost guaranteed Isaiah-ish.
Yeah. I mean,
but it's not?
You want to talk about Guinness and having a Bible verse that's relevant for Guinness and the homosexuals.
That's right. That's something that they need to hear about right now.
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Mm.
And that those hands are, we're all going to fall into them at some point.
Yeah.
So you want to be prepared. And Guinness and the homos who are trying. In fact, Mick Jagger's girlfriend apparently went there today, this morning.
Oh, what?
Mick Jagger's girlfriend was found.
Was she really old?
She was 50 years old, 40, 49.
Wow.
No.
That's old for a rock star's girlfriend.
That is, but Mick Jagger's 70. So.
Okay.
Anyway, it's shocking. She was
found. He's a senior citizen rocker.
He gets a senior's discount. Yep. He has pins.
Geriatrics, rock and roll.
Yep. Mick Jagger's girlfriend was found with a scarf around her neck tied to a doorknob.
Oh, no.
How weird is that? So Mick Jagger's wife is experiencing Judgment Day perhaps right now.
Wife or girlfriend?
I'm sorry. On again, off again girlfriend.
Do they know what? I mean, this is a great tragedy.
Suspected
suicide.
Did she
just get contact lenses or something?
I didn't read that far into the story.
Do they know?
I don't know.
Do they know that it was a suicide?
Well, they don't, as a matter of fact. Suspected.
Oh, because that's not the way. I don't. How do.
Very successful. No note. Nothing like that. She's just. Yeah, anyway. But that's.
You know, men and women tend, when they do kill themselves, to do so differently.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I don't know about strangling yourself.
Yeah, that's a really weird
story. On a doorknob.
Yep. And. After dating the devil for 10 years, now she has to go meet Jesus Christ. Imagine how uncomfortable that would be.
You think she'll have any sympathy for the devil?
No.
After all these years.
Not after this.
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. She'll blame him.
All right.
And her boyfriend.
Go online. Get that Hebrews Bible study.
Oh, that's a fun thing. God bless you guys.